And welcome back, everyone, to the Radio Sports page here on KNIA-KRLS. I currently have with me PCM alumnae and current Simpson women's basketball player Reagan Freeland. Reagan, thank you very much for joining me.
Yes, thank you.
All right, let's go ahead and get right into this. Obviously, this is about as close to a normal year as we've had. How does it feel to have things close to back to normal?
Oh, yeah, it's an incredible feeling, you know, especially coming as a freshman. You're not really sure how things are, but I was sure last year wasn't quite right. So it's cool to have all of our games and be able to play more than, you know, just conference teams once. And we're leaving on a trip to Florida, so that'll be fun as well.
Oh, I'm sure it will be. Let's go ahead and go back to when you were at PCM. What led you to choosing to go to Simpson?
Yeah, well, I obviously had connections with my older sister, Rachel, playing at Simpson, and, you know, she just had a great time. I originally went to Kirkwood, and I just realized that I wanted to be a little closer to home, so it's not just right down the road, and I just love the small atmosphere there.
That definitely is good to hear. You were just named to the D3Hoops.com Team of the Week. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Absolutely. How does it feel to receive an honor like that as just a sophomore?
Yeah, you know, it's incredible. It's a good feeling, but I really honestly don't think I'd be able to do it without all of my amazing teammates. You know, we push each other every day, and they give me those kind of opportunities.
Let's go ahead and talk about the last game that you had. You knocked off a top five team in Wartburg on December 11th. How did it feel to upset a top five team on your home court?
Oh, goodness. It was incredible. You know, we hadn't played a home game in quite some time, and we knew – obviously, last year was kind of a nail-biter with Wartburg, so we were a little nervous, but we had a good feeling coming in, so getting it done felt awesome.
Let's go ahead and talk about your stats here. Point shooting percentage, three-point percentage has gone up since your freshman season, but where do you think you have improved the most from your freshman year to your sophomore year?
Yeah, I honestly just think feeling more comfortable. You know, being a transfer last year and all of the craziness, I was a little tentative to do the things I knew how to do. So coming in this year, yeah, I just feel more confidence within myself.
That definitely is good to hear. So let's go ahead and talk about any improvements that you have. What do you think you need to work on the most to reach your full potential as a player?
Yeah, well, I always think I can get better at shooting. You know, sometimes I'm a little inconsistent, so I think that can always improve.
All right, what about other aspects of your game?
I think defense always is one that, you know, defense does win games, especially Simpson. We really ride on that hard. So I think just continuing to, you know, play harder every game, bring the effort is always the thing you can strive to be better for.
All right, let's go ahead and talk about your head coach. What's it like to have Brian Nemuth as a coach?
You know, it is, you just can't even explain it, honestly. He's just so incredible. You know, he's there every day pushing us forward, but on the other aspect, you know, always being there for you, like grades are everything and being in class and, you know, just always being there, you know, that you can go to him for anything. So I think that's just an incredible feeling.
You mentioned earlier that you thanked your teammates for helping you out get to that Team of the Week honor. Why don't you give me a couple of teammates that you work with off the court, in the room studying film and in the classroom?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have a few older girls who are actually tutors in the classroom. So Cameron Kincaid has been a huge help, you know, with the studies and getting us in. And Jenna Taylor is always one that's going to ask us to do our best and push us to get in the classroom and get in the studies and do everything outside of practice we can.
What are you currently studying at Simpson?
I'm a marketing communications major.
All right. And then final question I have for you is, what is going to be your mindset going into the second half of the season?
Yeah, I just think keep the intensity and keep the drive we have now, you know, full steam ahead. And if we just keep playing hard, I think we can have a really successful season again.
Well, let's hope so. You're currently in the top 10 in the nation. Let's hope that it can continue. Reagan Freeland, thank you so much for joining me.
Awesome. Thank you so much.